As you know, the last couple of days raised concerns about the increase in the number of motorcycle fatalities to the start of this new year. And following on from that, there's been a reaction because later on this morning, the Minister for Roads and Freight in New South Wales, Duncan Gay, he'll be joined by the NRMA, the New South Wales Police, and also motorcycle groups, pleading for motorists to slow down and stay safe after the recent spate of fatalities, and also announcing a new high-visibility police safety crackdown. One of those motorcycling groups is the Motorcycle Council of New South Wales. Their chairman's Paul Taffer, and he's on the line. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Stuart.
Thank you for your time. Talking about this yesterday, I was told that registrations for motorbikes have been increasing by about 10% year on year, so there's a lot more registrations happening, a lot more motorbikes on our roads.
Yeah, that's right, Stuart. Motorcycle registrations from about 2001, 2002 to 2014 has gone up from around 100,000 to about 210. So the number of bikes and scooters on the road has doubled in 10 years.
Now, we look at those fatalities, and terrible, obviously, already 13 so far this year. There were 7 for the same period last year. But when we look at overall crashes, how do those figures line up?
Yeah, it's important to remember that while those crashes are terrible, and each number represents a person and a family and friends behind it, and each one is a tragedy. In terms of statistics and the actual accident crash rate, again, in 2001, 2002, it was around 7.9 crashes per 10,000 kilometres travelled. At the moment, it's about 2.7 crashes per 10,000 kilometres travelled.
Right, so in the space of 12 years or so, that's a dramatic reduction in the number of motorcycle crashes per 10,000 kilometres travelled.
This is right. We're seeing the benefits of the rider training system that's been in place for a number of years.
Yeah.
And we're also seeing the benefits of things like ongoing RMS or RTA when it was started, awareness programs such as their Ride to Live program aimed at motorcyclists. And there's been a number of programs over the years aimed at car drivers to increase awareness.
Look, I think that's very important, the car drivers. One of those, and after I spoke about this the other day, someone said a friend of theirs, this was a push bike rather than a motorbike, but a motorist had parked their car and without even looking, opened their car door to get out, and lo and behold, what was travelling past but a push bike? And we can only imagine the devastating impact for either a push bike rider or motorcyclist if you suddenly ride into an open car door.
Yeah, well, under the New South Wales lane filtering legislation, motorcyclists aren't supposed to ride between the curb, parked cars on the curb, although push bikes do. So that's more of a problem for push bikes.
Yeah.
But that's an example of the awareness. It's not a case of motorcyclists need to be effective risk managers, but car drivers and other road users also need to be aware that this is a shared problem. It's everyone needs to be involved to minimise any potential hazards. Everyone needs to be able to assess risks and minimise them and use their skills and their knowledge and riding correctly to be able to be safe and effective road users.
I notice too, when you look at those 7 fatalities, in all 7 cases, the accident was the fault of the driver of a vehicle rather than the motorcyclist.
Yeah, we don't know all the details on those, but that's the information I have to hand.
Yeah.
That's going to be required subject to confirmation, but that's what we believe is true, that all of those incidents were motorists turning in front of motorcycle riders.
So what do you say? And look, I've seen it from time to time where they'll accelerate away at the lights. You can at times see some, you know, pretty dodgy sort of riding where they're really either testing the machine or they seem to be in a massive hurry. We've all seen those examples of what you might describe as reckless riding. There is an element of that, isn't there?
In every community, there's reckless car drivers, there's reckless, you know, football players. There is. One of the advantages of a motorcycle and one of the basic safety principles is to have clear space around you. In rider terms, it's called a buffer zone. And sometimes maybe a bit of a squirt to get you in clear air because you can see other hazards and you have space and time around you to react. But, you know, there's a difference between riding sensibly and maintaining space and just hairing off into the sunset at you know, excessive speed. There is a significant difference in the two actions.
Yeah, but will you be part of this news conference with Duncan Gay today?
Yes, our spokesman, CJ Burns, will be there to present the Motorcycle Council and to represent the council. Yes, we have a presence there, yes.
And what's effectively your message? What would you say to people who are possibly in their cars or driving around today? What is the message from you as a motorcyclist?
As a motorcyclist, it's basically look around you. Make sure you're aware of your horizons, of your surroundings. A big problem we have is people using mobile phones when they're driving. You would be surprised at how prevalent that is. I think when it comes to enforcement, it would be better if there was more enforcement of dangerous behaviours and bad driving rather than just speeding all the time. Although there are elements of the speeding argument that need to be solved, it's not the answer. It's only one part of a much bigger picture.
Yeah, it's a very good point.
All road users have to share the road. Motorcyclists need to be effective risk managers. Car drivers need to be able to know what's around them, cars, trusses, bikes, buses, bikes, pedestrians, motorcycles. And there needs to be reasonable and sensible road rules and reasonable and sensible enforcement of those road rules.
Yeah, well, good on you, mate. Terrific. Nice to chat with you, Paul.
Thank you very much for the time.
Not at all. Thank you. Paul Taffer, who's the chairman of the Motorcycle Council of New South Wales. And so while we can talk about those headline fatalities, which are terrible, the overall number of accidents, mercifully, per 10,000 kilometres travelled, they have fallen dramatically in the space of about 12 years.